When you go to the doctor, you might get your blood pressure or cholesterol checked, but what about a yin deficiency in your kidney? A traditional Chinese medical practitioner could check this. The World Health Organization is now recognizing some of these practices, but in Europe, not everyone is on board with that. Here's the world's Ilana Gordon.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Kwan. Nice to meet you.
Kwan Jo leads Michael Campanelli into an exam room. They're at the New England School of Acupuncture in Worcester, Massachusetts.
You know, I had one of those workouts where you've pushed yourself too much. This time of year, when the winter hits, I get seasonal affective disorder. So it could be both the mind and the body.
How is your, sleep?
Jo is a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. She trained in Beijing and says she was first drawn to the ancient roots of a practice that's still highly respected in Asia.
And let me see your tongue, please. Thank you. It's not rosy red enough. So it's like pale lavender. So it's a deficiency of yang. The yang is not strong enough.
Jo views a person's health through the connection between the body and nature and a philosophy of yin and yang.
Yin is more nurturing, cooling, calming, and the yang is active, hot.
Health problems are a sign of imbalance.
So I'm preparing the needles.
By this point, Campanelli is lying down on his left side on an exam table. Jo places very thin acupuncture needles in his cheeks, the back of his neck, and his hip.
Those needles are so sharp, you don't even know they're going in.
He feels a twitch.
Yeah, that's a very good sign of twitching. Yeah. We call it arrival of qi.
Mm-hmm. Jo says qi arrives through different channels of energy called meridians.
We summon some soldier to work for us.
This session may seem quite different from a standard medical appointment, but on the global stage, meridians and qi are having a moment. For the first time, the World Health Organization is including a section on traditional Chinese medicine in its upcoming guide for diagnosing and classifying diseases.
This shows the world is multidimensional. So this is great.
Song Chin Ki is a traditional Chinese doctor who has been practicing in the UK for 30 years. He says he hopes the new WHO manual will promote his field around the world.
Or even hopefully let this medicine play a bigger role for people's health or prevention.
But the new recognition is fueling an uproar among top science and medical groups in Europe. Dan Larhammar is president of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences.
Well, we were quite astonished to see something like that, which has no scientific support, to be included in a document that is so widely used across the world.
Larhammar chairs a coalition of European Academies of Science and Medicine. This month, the group issued a warning about the WHO's decision.
Because if unproven methods are claimed to be useful, then we are risking the health of the patients.
His group is calling for more stringent regulation of traditional Chinese medicine across Europe, and specifically a crackdown on claims of some herbal remedies. Larhammar says the World Health Organization runs the risk of legitimizing quack assertions about cure-alls for cancer and other diseases.
Nobody has been able to define a meridian or an acupuncture point. No one can say what diameter an acupuncture point has or how deep it is in the skin. It's still totally unknown. And the most likely explanation for that is that they probably don't exist.
We need to be open-minded. Each kind of medicine has its own merit. So we should learn each other.
Song Chin Ki, the traditional practitioner in the UK, says medicine of any kind should strive for best practices to filter out quacks. He hopes the World Health Organization's update will help advance that.
World Health Organization is about the world, and it's a health. Health can be many, many forms of the health system.
In a statement, the WHO said the inclusion of traditional Chinese medicine in its manual is not an endorsement of any practice. The point is to be a universal system to track and understand health around the world. Dominik Ehrlich is a doctor at the University of Munich. He heads a pain center at the hospital there, and he's also president of the German Acupuncture Association. Ehrlich has been following the uproar in Europe and thinks there's reason for it.
But on the other hand, it's a little bit exaggerated.
Ehrlich says there is some medical evidence for certain traditional approaches, like acupuncture for chronic pain.
For example, in Germany, it's well accepted by most likely the patients and many doctors because they are very familiar and they use it.
But he says it's best incorporated under the umbrella of modern medicine, where it can be scrutinized and where practitioners have backgrounds in science, too.
So I will do a little cupping on your back.
Back inside the Massachusetts clinic, Quan Jo places glass cups on Michael Campanelli's back. And they suck the skin inside. She says it's to address a stagnation in qi and improve his circulation.
That made the blood vessel relaxed. So that wake them up to have them do a better job for you.
Is this the kind that Michael Phelps wore as a swimmer?
Yes, yes.
Campanelli seems satisfied.
Do you have herbs in front?
On his way out, he asks for a special herb that he says helps with his allergies.
Not having to take a pill for every ache and pain, I'm absolutely a believer in it.
Does your regular doctor know that you do this?
No, he does not. No, he doesn't, but I probably should tell him.
Campanelli drove up an hour for the appointment at this acupuncture school. He says it was worth the trip. For The World, Alana Gordon, Worcester, Massachusetts.